Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Bomb Squad was called out to Lolita on Sunday afternoon after a report that a device resembling a pipe bomb had been found behind a vacant store. Parts of Main Street and Montgomery Street were closed and residents evacuated while the device, which has not been confirmed as an explosive, was removed. There were no injuries reported and the device was secured by the bomb disposal unit and removed from the area. Del Norte County Sheriff's deputies arrested 25-year-old Arcata resident Romeo Glaze on Saturday after receiving a tip that Glaze, a suspected carjacker, had driven a stolen vehicle to Crescent City. Glaze, along with two other people, is suspected of stealing the vehicle from a victim at the Blue Lake Casino on September 27th, and after asking him for a ride to McKinleyville, pulled a gun on the driver in a robbery attempt. The driver fled the vehicle and ran off while Glaze and the other two suspects drove off with his car. Using cell phone tracking, Humboldt County investigators requested assistance from Del Norte County Sheriff's deputies. Deputies searched an area near multifamily units near Crescent City Harbor and found the vehicle. Further investigation led them to find Glaze and the two other suspects, 30-year-old Jennifer Steinhoff and 35-year-old Tony Redd, both of Crescent City. All three were arrested and booked. A .22-caliber handgun was found inside the vehicle as well. The City of Arcata wants to remind residents, business owners, and drivers that a paving project on Valley West Boulevard today will impact traffic for about 2 hours as new asphalt is laid. The project will close driveways on Valley East and Valley West around the loop as the work is done, resulting in traffic detours. The roadway will be closed to vehicle and foot traffic while the asphalt hardens, and there will be no parking in the area as well. The work is scheduled to begin at 7 this morning and go through 8 o'clock tonight. And sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into a home invasion robbery in Willow Creek last week. The victim reported that three people, two adult males and an adult female, kicked in his door, brandished firearms and mace, and first tied up and then beat up the victim before stealing several valuable personal possessions. The suspects also stole 7 pounds of processed marijuana before fleeing the scene in a Toyota pickup truck. The victim says he has no idea who the suspects are, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And a coalition of 67 different environmental organizations are urging the California Department of Pesticide Regulation to ban highly toxic rodenticides that are linked to poisoning wildlife, pets, and children. The rodenticides are known as second-generation anticoagulants, and wildlife officials have documented poisonings in many different animals, including endangered species. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has proposed reducing consumer use of those rodenticides while allowing their use by pest control specialists. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement agencies are locating marijuana cultivation sites that cause serious environmental damage. They frequently find evidence of stream diversion, the use of rodenticides, and in one specific case last week, the excavation of a Native American archaeological site. Sheriff Mike Downey explains his office's focus on the ecological impacts of marijuana grows and how these sites now require attention from environmental agencies.
So now you have Fish and Game and other environmental agencies coming in and actually getting involved heavily in the enforcement of these issues. And the DA's office has a unit there. They're working on the environmental side of it also. So that's become the mode of operation for us. We're looking at the environmental impact.
Downey pointed out a specific example of a protected site that is in danger.
There's an area out in Alder Point. There's a rock out there that is known for the flint and the obsidian arrowheads that could come off of there. And it's actually a protected site. You go out there and there's signs all around it, protected by the U.S. government archaeological site. But it's surrounded by this enclave of people who could care less about protection of anything.
The use of illegal toxins and the diversion of streams negatively affect wildlife and vegetation in those areas surrounding marijuana grows. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.